Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Out of Control, The New Biology of Machines, Social Systems. An Economic World is a nonfiction work by Kevin Kelly, first published in the early 1990s, that examines how biological principles can help explain the behavior of machines, institutions, markets, and networked societies. Written at the intersection of technology writing, systems theory, cybernetics, and popular science. The book argues that the future will be shaped less by centralized control and more by decentralized, self-organizing systems. Kelly uses examples from evolution, swarm behavior, artificial life, and complex adaptive systems to show why large-scale order often emerges from simple local interactions. The book is not a technical manual. It is an interpretive essay on the cultural and technological shift from mechanical thinking to biological thinking. Its purpose is to persuade readers that many modern systems become more effective, resilient, and intelligent when they are allowed to evolve, rather than be rigidly designed from above. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from clockwork machines to evolving systems. One of the book's central arguments is that traditional machine thinking is too limited for understanding the systems that now dominate modern life. Kelly contrasts clockwork logic, in which a device performs fixed tasks under direct design, with vivid logic, in which a system can learn, adapt, and change through experience. This distinction matters because many of the most important technologies are no longer simple tools. They are environments, networks, and adaptive platforms. In that setting, success depends less on precise top-down control and more on creating conditions for growth, feedback, and modification. The book, therefore, reframes technology as something that increasingly resembles biology. Rather than imagining a perfectly engineered object, Kelly asks readers to think about systems that can evolve, reorganize, and improve themselves over time. This is a foundational move in the book because it shifts the reader away from static engineering models and toward evolutionary ones. Secondly, self-organization and emergence as the hidden structure of intelligence. Kelly repeatedly emphasizes that intelligence is often distributed rather than centralized. His beehive and swarm examples are not decorative metaphors but explanatory tools for understanding how complex behavior can arise from many simple parts acting locally. This idea of emergence is one of the book's most important conceptual contributions. A system can produce coherent, intelligent-seeming outcomes without a single controlling center. Kelly applies this to brains, bureaucracies, organizations, and computer networks, suggesting that order can be an effect of interaction rather than command. The book's value lies in showing why this matters practically. Centralized systems are often fragile, slow, and unable to handle changing conditions, while distributed systems can be more adaptive and durable. At the same time, the book does not claim that decentralization is automatically superior in every case. Rather, it argues that complex environments often require forms of organization that behave more like ecosystems than like machines. This makes emergence a key lens for analyzing modern institutions. Thirdly, the nine laws of God and the recurring patterns of life like systems. The final section of the book is known for its nine laws of God, a compact formulation of recurring principles that Kelly believes are shared by living or lifelike systems. These laws are not presented as religious doctrine, but as a conceptual summary of patterns such as decentralization, redundancy, adaptation, and continual change. Their significance is that they provide a unifying framework for the book's wide-ranging examples. Instead of treating biology, computing, economics, and social organization as unrelated fields, Kelly suggests that they all obey similar systemic tendencies. This helps explain why the book remains memorable. It organizes diverse material around a small number of recurring ideas. The laws also reflect the book's broader method, which is to reason by analogy across domains. That approach can be powerful because it reveals structural similarities that conventional specialization may miss, but it also demands caution because analogies can oversimplify. Kelly's lasting insight is that complex systems often become intelligible only when one looks for stable patterns across apparently different forms of life and technology. Fourthly, artificial evolution and the biological future of technology. A major claim in the book is that artificial evolution will become one of the most important forces in technology. Kelly argues that some of the most effective future systems will not be fully designed from scratch, but will be grown, selected, and refined through iterative processes. This applies especially to software, robotics, and bioengineering, where variation and selection can produce solutions that are difficult to invent directly. The book treats biology not just as a subject to study, but as a method to emulate. That is why it spends so much time on evolution, adaptation, and self-regulating systems. The implication is that technological progress may increasingly resemble breeding rather than building, with human designers setting constraints and goals while allowing systems to explore possibilities. This line of thought was ahead of its time, anticipating later interest in machine learning, evolutionary algorithms, and adaptive design. It also changes the role of the engineer from controller to curator. Instead of commanding every detail, the designer creates an environment in which complexity can develop productively. Lastly, a decentralized vision of institutions, markets, and online communities. The book extends its biological framework beyond machines into social systems and the economy, arguing that institutions and markets increasingly behave like living networks. Kelly sees business, communication, and digital culture as domains where control is less effective than responsiveness. This is why online communities, virtual worlds, and networked economies are important. In the book, they become laboratories for testing how collective behavior works when many participants interact without a single master plan. Kelly's point is not simply that technology connects people, but that connection changes what kinds of order are possible. When feedback is rapid and participation is broad, systems can self-correct, diversify, and evolve in ways that resemble ecosystems. The practical consequence is a preference for building on working systems rather than replacing them through rigid redesign. This makes the book especially relevant to readers interested in digital platforms, organizational theory, and economic change. It presents decentralization as both a technical principle and a social one, linking infrastructure to governance and culture. In conclusion, Out of Control is best suited for readers interested in technology, systems thinking, biology, cybernetics, and the long-term direction of social change. It will be especially useful to those who want to understand why decentralized networks, adaptive software, and self-organizing institutions became such influential ideas in the decades after its publication. The book offers intellectual benefits rather than step-by-step instructions. It trains readers to notice patterns, compare domains, and think in terms of evolution, feedback, and emergence. Its practical value lies in helping readers evaluate modern systems without assuming that more control automatically means better results. Compared with many books about technology, it is less focused on specific devices or near-term forecasts and more interested in the underlying logic connecting machines, organisms, and in organizations. That broader ambition is what makes it distinctive. It does not merely describe the digital future, it proposes a biological way of understanding it. For readers who want a foundational, theory-rich perspective on complex systems, the book remains one of the most recognizable and influential works in its category. If you would like to support Kevin Kelly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.